I can persevere anything if I already know in advance how it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
If I know that God says, I have deprived this challenge of its right to destroy you, then I can bear up anything Satan brings my way. My attitude then becomes, bring it on, Satan, because I know that I am going to win.
Knowing you can't lose when facing challenges, tests, and trials changes the rules of the contest. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Jeremy Pearsons and Jerry Savelle as they reveal God's celebrated victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons in all this week from my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. We are so thrilled that you are with us today. Thank you for taking the time to join us on this broadcast. In my little life so far, there have been a few shining moments, and especially in this little ministry I've been involved with, there have been a few moments that really stand out in my thinking. And today, all this week, is another one of those moments in my life. I just throw up my hands and say, thank you, God, for this life you've called me to. I get to share this table today with none other than Dr. Jerry Savelle. Thank you, sir, so much for being a part of these broadcasts.
Thank you, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
We are honored. I am honored. I know that our guests and our viewing audience are thrilled to have you, but this is a real treat for me. And I wanted to say, I had something on my heart, and I wanted to say right at the onset of these broadcasts and before we get into this over the next couple of weeks, and I've said this to you personally, but I want to say it to you again publicly and very globally. You have been a true friend to this ministry, to my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria. I mean, yes. You guys go way back. And you've been not only a friend to this ministry and a partner to this ministry, but a friend and a partner to them. Hmm. And I think in the life that they live and that you live, I mean, you guys are absolutely called to some unique things by God. And when you pursue those things, it seems like there are certain things that we don't afford. We don't get to have, it seems like sometimes. But friendships like this should not be one of those things we have to sacrifice. And I thank God for men and women like you and Miss Carolyn and their lives. Thank you so much for being a friend and standing with them the way you have. I know there have been times when this world, it seems, has risen an attack against them, but you and your family and your ministry have stood right there, and I thank you so much for that. I know they appreciate
it as well. Thank you, Jeremy. It's been a joy and an honor all these years, 40 years now.
Absolutely.
In our relationship, and I can't imagine my life not being involved with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and this great ministry that they have, and obviously it's a major reason why I am what I am today.
Praise
because
God.
Of their faithfulness to preach the uncompromising word brought it to me 40 years ago, changed my life. And I can't imagine me not being involved with them after the great impact that they made in my life.
Yeah. And I've heard you preach about this. I mean, I can't count the number of sermons I've sat in where I listened to Brother Jerry preach, you know, from the time I was a little boy. And I've heard you preach it. I've heard you talk about it. Again, I've heard you say things privately and publicly. But that is a big part of your testimony. And I think if there's anything the Lord has called you to, and it's clear to the rest of us when we watch and we witness your ministry, is you have called, the Lord has called you to minister to people on how to be winners in this life.
Right.
And there's from your own life, there's experience from your own life going from one place to another, to put it lightly, you know, from one level of living to a completely different and higher level of living. As a matter of fact, a big part of the reason we're spending this time together over the next couple of weeks is because you've written a book called Called to Battle, Destined to Win.
Right.
And I think if there's any Jerry Savelle title, that is it. Called to Battle, Destined to Win. And I thought it would be good over the next couple of weeks that you would just take us into that message, what the Lord's called you to preach in that.
Yes.
I know its foundations and its roots are in the Word, so why don't you just have at it? Teach us about the battle. Teach us how to win it.
Well, the main thing we need to understand, and I think a lot of times people fail to realize, that real Christianity true Christianity is a fight. Mm. You know, I had a guy ask me one time a few years ago, he said, Brother Jerry, would you pray that I will never have another battle, that I'll never have another test, I'll never have another challenge? So I just reached out and laid hands on him. I said, Lord, let him die. He said, die? I don't want to die. I said, well, that's the only way I know that you can avoid battles while you're on this planet. Yeah. As long as you're on this planet, you're going to be confronted with an adversary, and his name is Satan. And the Bible makes it very clear that we must resist him. The Bible makes it very clear that we have to stand against him and all of his forces. You know, when I read scriptures like 1 Timothy 6:12, where Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. Yeah. 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight, Paul's own testimony. Hebrews 10:32 talks about when you first come to the knowledge of the truth, when you're first illuminated by the word, mm-hmm. you endure a great fight of afflictions. Mm-hmm. So in every one of those verses and many more, it indicates to us that true Christianity is a fight. And the thing you're going to have to learn to do is how to engage in warfare, spiritual warfare, mm-hmm. how to stand your ground on the Word of God, and how to become the winner that God's called you to be. Mm-hmm. So many years ago, I discovered that there's no way out of experiencing challenges. What I have to learn to do is how to overcome them.
Yeah.
Challenges can either make you or break you. I read something not too long ago. It says that test is just another way of determining your strengths. Hmm. You know, just what you're made of.
Sure.
When tests come. Now, prior to 1969, before your grandfather came and preached the word to me, when I was a young businessman in Shreveport, Louisiana, and failing at everything I was doing, I did not know these things. I did not know the word. I didn't even know that I had an adversary. I just thought it's part of life that,
tough life,
you know, you
yeah.
just, you know, you win a few, you lose a few. And if you ever win one, how did I do it? You know, was it just luck?
Right.
Was it just my time to win one? I didn't have a clue. And most of the time, since I was failing at just about everything I attempted, then I had no idea that life could be any better. You know, you just kind of roll with the punches and take whatever life offered you and threw your way. But once I discovered from the Word of God that we have authority, that we are in Christ, mm-hmm. that we have a covenant with God, that His blessing is on our life, which is an empowerment to win, an empowerment to excel, an empowerment to succeed. Once I began to discover those things, then it changed my life. Now, everything didn't change overnight, but it changed in here, mm-hmm. inside, one night. And from that moment forward, I began to realize that I don't have to be a loser. I don't have to just, you know, sit around and accept whatever comes my way, that I had a right to change what was going on in my life through the power of God's Word. And I also realized that it meant that it was going to be a fight. It wasn't going to come easy. It was going to be a fight, yeah. but it was a fight that we could win.
Absolutely.
Now, here's a scripture that I want us to start with today from the 16th chapter of John. And I'm sure that our viewers are familiar with this. It's found in verse 33, and it says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Now, this is Jesus speaking. In the world you shall have tribulation, mm-hmm. but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, the Amplified Bible says, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Now, Jesus is not saying we won't have any problems. He's not saying we won't have any challenges. In fact, he's saying quite the opposite, that in the world you will have tribulations. You will experience challenges, adversity. But he says, be of good cheer, take courage. I have deprived it of power to harm you.
That's good.
Now, what that tells me is I am destined to win.
Yeah.
If Jesus says that he's already deprived every challenge of its right to destroy me, then he's saying, now you will have challenges. But the good news is I have deprived them of their right to destroy you.
And without,
so that tells me
that, last part. Yeah. That's in. There's a lot of people that, yeah, I know challenges are coming. What they leave off what Jesus said.
Right.
That I've already seen you through it. And without that, I mean,
well,
it's
yeah,
a,
they
it's
identify
incomplete.
With the wrong thing.
Yeah.
If you don't read what follows the word but,
yeah,
then you're going to identify with the wrong thing. You will identify with tribulation. You'll identify with challenges. Mm-hmm. In fact, that happened to me. One of the first places I ever preached 40 years ago, you know, this little small church on the backside of the tracks finally got brave enough to ask me to come. And it was on a Wednesday night, not too many people. So I guess the pastor assumed, well, he can't do much damage. There's not too many people here, you know. And so I preached from this verse. And the people literally challenged me. One man jumped up in the back of the church and challenged me, just interrupted me while I was preaching. And I didn't know you were allowed to do that. I mean, you know.
Well, you're not.
I hadn't been to the seminary. I don't know anything about formal religion. Yeah. I didn't know you could do this.
Yeah.
And the guy just interrupts me and challenges me and says, but Jesus said in the world you'll have tribulation. And the whole church said, amen.
Yeah.
And I said, well, wait a minute, sir, you're not quoting Jesus properly. He said, Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation, like I heard your granddad say years later. The guy was fighting for the right to tribulate, you know?
Yeah.
He was fighting for the right to have challenges and adversity. In fact, that whole church believed that they were to spend the rest of their lives just in tribulation, challenges,
sure.
Heartaches and pain and sickness and disease, that it was just, you know, their lot in life.
Yeah.
And I said, sir, you're not quoting Jesus. I said, the next word is but. Now, I'm not an English scholar, but I do know that but is a conjunction.
Sure.
And it means he's not through talking. Thou shalt not stop reading, you know. And I said, you've got to read what follows the word but, because that changes everything. If you don't read what follows the word but, then you're going to identify with the wrong thing. But after the word but, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Courage, yeah.
So what he's saying is, yes, you're going to have battles. But the good news is you're destined to win.
Yeah.
Now, what a lot of people don't realize, and when I'm talking about people, I'm talking about God's people. What a lot of God's people don't realize is that in the mind of God, you and I are already winners.
Yeah.
I am a winner in Christ, not in my own ability, not in my own strength. I proved before I came to Christ what kind of ability I had, very little. But after coming to Christ, I became a new creation. I've been given authority over the devil. I have a covenant with God. I mean, God has literally stacked the deck, so to speak, where that you and I come out winners.
Yeah.
However, it's not automatic. It's not a matter of, you know, well, God says I'm a winner, so I just sit here and do nothing and I'll just wind up winning. No, I have to be a doer of the word. I have to appropriate that authority. I have to exercise that authority. I have to resist the devil. Resist is an action word. I mean, I'm not just sitting here doing anything.
Right.
I'm actively involved in resisting him, standing on the word of God, doing what the Bible tells me to do. At the same time, knowing on the inside that if I do what God's word says I'm to do, then this thing's going to turn out to my advantage, because Jesus has already declared he has deprived the challenge of its right to destroy me.
Will you tell us a little bit about that? Because I know in reading the book and again hearing your testimony, that was a major change in your way of thinking.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this was not the life you were living. I mean, before you sat in that Kenneth Copeland meeting where he called that singer down and said, don't ever sing that again.
Yeah.
Before that day, before that experience, this wasn't the way you were thinking. What had to happen? I mean, what was it that took place? And I know this too, that it wasn't overnight.
Yeah.
But now, 40 years later, I mean, you're talking with such confidence that God has destined you to win. What happened in your way of thinking? What was the process that took place for you to go from one level of low thinking to another level of victorious thinking?
Well, the first thing that had to happen was the Bible says that God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So I had no knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I had no knowledge whatsoever of the Word of God. My idea of the Bible. Now, I grew up in a church. You know, it wasn't that I didn't know anything about God or I'd never heard of Jesus. I mean, I grew up in a church. My mother and dad were actively involved in church. But the church that I went to did not preach the kind of things that you and I have grown up with, you know. They were good Christian people, but they never said anything about authority. All I ever heard as a little boy growing up in this church, well, we're all sinners. Mm-hmm. There's none righteous, no, not one. I know they love God. The pastor was a great man. He loved God. There was no question in my mind about his love for God. But I didn't know these things, so consequently, growing up, I just assumed the Bible was a storybook. Right. It just contained stories about people a long time ago. I can't remember a time that I did not believe that God existed. I can't remember a time that I didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. I believed he died. I believed he was raised from the dead. I believed he was coming back, but I'd never invited him to be Lord of my life. Yeah. I just didn't see the how he pertained to everyday life. You know, maybe just before you die, you might want to invite him in just in case they were what they were saying about heaven was true, you know.
Sure.
But as far as Jesus being involved in my everyday life, I didn't see how it fit. I just thought that's just something you just work out yourself. But when your grandfather came, and the first message I ever heard him preach was just a simple message called the Word of Faith. Hmm. But in that message, he talked about, I'll never forget the illustrations, the stories. He talked about David and his covenant with God and how that this covenant is what David stood on when he fought Goliath, and how that David spoke that covenant out of his mouth. And he talked about his own destiny, that he was going to take Goliath's head from his shoulders. He was going to feed his carcass to the fowl. And I mean, he's talking about how this thing's going to turn out. And David is talking about how it's going to turn out before he ever engaged in battle. I mean, he's running toward Goliath and he's telling him how it's going to turn out. I thought, man, that'd be a great way to live, knowing in advance how things are going to turn out. Well, I didn't know that you could do that, but your grandfather, Brother Copeland, talked about that in that message, and suddenly the Bible was something that I wanted to know now. I had this paint and body shop, and my wife had put a Bible in my office at that paint and body shop when I first opened it, hoping I would read it. And as soon as she left, I put it in the bottom drawer under all of my paint catalogs. I didn't want any of my customers seeing a Bible in my office, but man, the next day after your grandfather left town, the next day I went to my shop, I dug around there trying to find that Bible, and I'm trying to find those verses that he read the night before. And I found them, I read them, and I sat there in my shop and cried like a baby all day. I sent my employees home, told them we're not working today. I sat there and cried. I couldn't believe that this had been there all this time, and I was never told about it.
Wow.
Or maybe somebody told me and I just didn't listen. But it was like the light came on, and I thought, this is not just a storybook. This is something that I can apply to my marriage. I can apply it to my finances. I can apply it to my physical well-being. I can apply it to every area of my life. And suddenly, the knowledge of God's Word became the most important thing in my life.
Yeah.
And so I began to spend quality time in the Word on a daily basis. And the more I got into the Word, the more I realized I don't have to be a loser anymore, that God has called me to be a winner, and I have a bright future in God, and it's just a matter of learning how to take His Word and apply it to every circumstance. And even though it didn't all happen overnight, but something happened inside here.
Yeah.
It's got to take place in here before it can happen out here. And I knew, even though there was no evidence out here yet, I knew that I would never be the same. I knew my life was about to drastically change. I knew that I was coming out of Egypt and I was headed for the Promised Land.
Absolutely.
And that was 40 years ago, and it has been 40 years of adventures in faith, praise God.
No looking back either.
No looking back.
And I think that is absolutely so key and crucial when we start talking about this battle that we're called to. Because like you said, people know there's a battle.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm living too. I know there's a battle. But what they don't know and haven't understood is that, yes, while you are called to battle, you are destined to win. That's a new way of thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a revolutionary way of thinking for many people. And that's what I want us to get into through the rest of this week and on into next as we mm-hmm. begin to talk about, number one, not only are we just called a battle, but you're destined to win it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want us to get into that renewing of the mind, the renovation mm-hmm. of the mind, changing yeah. the way we approach the battle.
That's right.
It's easy to throw your hands up and say, well, I guess this is just a thing called life.
Mm-hmm.
But it requires something of you. And I think that's what you're yeah. saying to us, too. It
yeah.
requires something of you. You're talking about resisting. You're talking about applying the word that you see.
That's right.
And that's why this message is so crucial.
Well, you know, one of the things that I discovered way back there a long time ago, I was reading a scripture about Jesus at the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And it said in the book of Hebrews that he endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. I thought, that's got to be a misprint. With everything that he went through at Calvary, how could he possibly do that with joy?
Mm-hmm.
How can you become a curse? How can you take on yourself every sickness and every disease? How can you go through all the punishment that he went through at Calvary and yet do it with joy?
Yeah.
I thought, that's got to be a misprint. And so I remember sitting there thinking about that and meditating on that and going back over the story of the cross. And finally, I just said, Lord, how could you possibly endure all of that with joy? And I'll never forget what he said, Jeremy. He said, because I knew how it was going to turn out in 3 days.
Yeah.
So in other words, he could endure what he was going through because he already knew how it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I may be faced with a financial crisis. There may be people watching right now. They're hurting financially. They're hurting emotionally, physically, and in the natural, they're thinking, it's all over. There's no way out of this. But if you know how it's going to turn out
right.
while you're going through it, then that gives you the ability to endure it. You can persevere. I can persevere anything if I already know in advance how it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
If I know that God says, I have deprived this challenge of its right to destroy you, then I can bear up anything Satan brings my way. My attitude then becomes, bring it on, Satan, because I know that I am going to win.
I know where this is
and when
going.
You know, yeah. before you even finish this test and finish this challenge, that I am the winner that God's called me to be, and I am going to come out on top, then you can endure anything
amen,
Satan brings.
Amen. You have just heard some of the best news of your life. We are out of time. Don't go anywhere. Dr. Jerry Savelle and I will be back in just a moment.
Times are tough. Circumstances are difficult. Maybe you're discouraged. Perhaps you're facing impossible situations. Right now, you might be feeling like there's no hope. But no matter what you're facing, God sees you as a winner. He has determined a way to help you break through and live victoriously.
When the pressure increases, that simply means you got the devil right where you want him. I mean, you got him by the jugular vein now. If you can just stand your ground a little longer, then your breakthrough will come.
Jerry Savelle's new book, Called to Battle, Destined to Win, includes 40 years of sermons and personal experiences that will encourage and inspire you. His insights in the Word will teach you how to succeed and give you a winning strategy to face your everyday challenges. Start building up your faith and walking in victory with Jerry Savelle's book, Called to Battle, Destined to Win. Order your copy of Jerry Savelle's new book, Called to Battle, Destined to Win. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. This encouraging and insightful compilation of Dr. Savelle's most popular sermons is now available for only $14. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Discover the champion in you. Order Called to Battle, Destined to Win today.
Called to Battle, Destined to Win. Experiencing God's breakthrough power in your life. Brother Jerry, tell us in a word, why this book? Why this title? Why this concept?
Well, I've seen so many people over the years, God's people, that live way beneath their privileges as covenant people. And it's my desire that they become the winner that God has called them to be. So what we've done in this book is take my most popular messages, my most pursued messages mm-hmm. that teach people how to become the winner that God's called them to be. And that's the purpose. We want to see more of God's people become winners.
Absolutely. And that is not what just you and I want to see. That's what God
that's
wants
right.
for your life. I'm telling you, the will of God for you is to succeed. You are an overcomer through Him. And I don't look to Hollywood. Don't look to traditional religious thinking to tell you that. Look to the Word of God. It's in there. There's a promise of victory for you in there. Father, we thank You for this Word.
Yes.
We thank You, Lord, for the great call of God on our lives, how You've called us to overcome, how You always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. We thank You and we praise You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. This is a big year for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. They have been doing the daily Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast for 20 years this year. Now, we invite you to go to kcm.org, go to our website. You can review broadcasts that you've seen, that you like, you want to watch again. Go back and watch these. You can download messages to your computer, to your iPod. If you're not sure what that is and you don't know what an iPod is, ask your 8-year-old grandchild. They will be glad to fill you in.
True.
And get all the information you need right there at kcm.org. One of the things you're going to find at kcm.org is information on our meetings coming up this year. We have got two Believers Conventions this year. The first one is West Coast Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th, Long Beach, California. Then we go from there. We come back home for the Southwest Believers Convention, August 3rd through the 8th in Fort Worth, Texas. That's our hometown meeting. And we have a big time there. We love that meeting. We love getting to come to you wherever you are in the world. And wherever you can be, where you make it to one of these meetings, get there, get there, get there. This is Jeremy Pearson's and Brother Jerry Savelle reminding you, as Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Join us at one of our events in 2009. Prepare to hear from God, activate the Eden blessing, and engage in the Word like never before. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Then, join us at the Days of Refreshing meeting, September 13th to 18th at Eagle Mountain International Church, right here at the Kenneth Copeland Ministries headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas.
Thousands of people together on one accord, believing the Word, tapping into that power of that Word. It is life transforming. You'll never be the same.
To find out more about these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Remember, the glory will shine in 2009. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
It may look as though your situation is helpless, but the first thing you need to do is arise. Arise on the inside. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Remind yourself of your covenant with God.